35th anniversary.
Yeah, I know. It's a miracle. I'm only 36.
That did you have to sort of pinch yourself and realise that it's sort of 35 years ago that the band first got together?
It's really strange because, you know, time goes on and your life moves on and things happen. You have your family and whatever happens. And yet, when we go on stage, because the audience have kind of grown up with you and they're bringing their own children now to see the shows and you do the same songs, it's almost like time actually stood still when you're up there. It's just difficult to explain it, but honestly, it's so lovely to be able to do all those old songs and get the reaction that we get from the audience. And although you named me, Mike Nolan and Jay Aston from the original lineup, we've also got Bobby McVeigh, who was in he did the Eurovision in 1983 with a band called Sweet Dreams, and they came sixth. And he's just perfect. You know, he sings, he makes it sound great, he looks great, he's the right height. Mike Nunn is always complaining about everyone being tall for him. Why do you wear those heels, Cheryl? He's just a lovely guy, so it's the perfect combo now.
Because there was a few changes in Bucks Fizz over the years, wasn't there?
Well, yeah, we're not officially Bucks Fizz. If you went to see Bucks Fizz, that name, yeah, then you would only see one original and then you'd see three people that you don't recognise. But if you go to see formerly of Bucks Fizz, that's us. We don't own the name. The person who owns the name was 11 when we won the Eurovision Song Contest. But she won't allow us to use it, so.
Okay. Well, that's not very nice, is it?
No, but it's the law. So there you go.
Okay, yeah, well, fair enough. It's the law. It's the law. I mean, looking back, 1981 Eurovision Song Contest. I mean, you look at sort of like Great Britain now in the Eurovision Song Contest, and you sort of think, when will we ever win it again? I mean, we won it with yourself, of course, and then we won it again during the 90s. But it just doesn't look like we're ever going to win. I absolutely love the Eurovision Song Contest, but
I love it.
It just doesn't look like we're ever going to win it again, Cheryl.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you got to put in a good song. That always helps.
Yes.
A good song and a good performance. The thing is, it has to be a song that you think, oh, wow, that was great. It's not just a good song. If you look back over the years, I mean, you know, we had the ideal gimmick, you know, if the song's not that strong, rip your clothes off. So, but last year, or this year, I should say, with the Swedish guy, he had all these sort of holograms coming out of his hand.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then last year, we had the bearded man or woman. And you know, so it does help to have a strong song and something to remember it by. So I think it's performance, it's vocals, it's a strong song, and it's that wow factor that makes you think, wow, blimey, I should remember that one. And with us, it was ripping your clothes off. But I love the Eurovision, and I do think that we still stand a chance of winning, but we do, you've only got to look at the competition. This year's song, our song, I thought was a really cute little ditty. But then you compare it to the rest of Europe, and it didn't stand up. It didn't deserve to be. I thought, oh, we're going to be top five this year. It didn't deserve to be. We've got to put in a serious contender, and we don't anymore. So I really think that you need a Simon Cowell or something like that to actually do a competition to get our Eurovision entry, and it needs to be strong.
I think you might be right there. Yeah, because I always remember there used to be Song for Europe, and Terry Wogan used to host it. And I mean, realistically, we never won from those ones either. But it almost, that was sort of like a precursor to the X Factor.
Yeah, that's right. It was. And that's the way that the public could be involved in choosing the song to go forward. Excuse me. But of course, now that doesn't happen. I don't know. Perhaps it will happen again in the future, but I do think that you need someone. There are lots of songs out there and lots of singers, but you need the person who has an eye for a hit, an eye for a class act, for a winning act. there are lots of people out there who claim to be good at their job, but it's obvious that people like Simon Cowell just has it. He just does. There are certain people out there that have the knack of spotting something and, wow, that's it. That's what they've got. And it is, if you like, it is the X factor. It is the something that makes that song stand above all the others. And we need someone to find that song, and then we stand a chance of being, you know, top three or possibly winning again.
Yeah, exactly. I was 9 years old in 1981, so I was prime target for Bucks Fizz, prime target. I absolutely loved it. This is something I don't think I've ever admitted on air. And we used to, when I was about sort of like 9, 10 years old, we used to, at my house, when I was living in Bournemouth, and we used to have a lot of foreign students come and stay, the English language students. Mm. Obviously, when Bucks Fizz first hit the scene, I absolutely loved Making Your Mind Up, absolutely loved the Eurovision Song Contest, and I learnt the words and the dance moves completely and utterly. And I would perform it for all the English language students that used to come and stay. And I don't think I've ever admitted that before. So you inspired me, Cheryl. I knew everything. I obviously did
Which
not
one
wear.
The, were you?
I didn't wear the skirt. It's your fault, Cheryl. It's your fault, basically.
Which one did you pretend to be?
I think I pretended to be Mike.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I pretended to be Mike.
The group.
Yeah. So you're on tomorrow. It's Leeds City's Varieties, formerly a Bucks Fizz. Mike, Cheryl, and Jay, have a wonderful time up here in Leeds. Enjoy yourself on the end of the tour, and we'll hopefully catch up with you again soon. Thanks, Cheryl.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And I suppose we better play Making Your Mind Up now. I'm not going to do the dance now. Thanks, Cheryl.